Hey, everybody, this is Stelly FD.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And today on the Startup Chat, we want to talk a little bit about this concept of company builders or company studios.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
What is it? How does it work? Is it good? Is it bad? Who should participate in that or think about that? So first, let me give a definition on a company builder or a company studio. This is the concept. It's kind of something in between starting your own company and being part of an accelerator like Y Combinator, where there's a bunch of companies that are started in the very early stages that go through a three-month period of pivoting, developing, launching, changing, and then raising money to go off on the races. A company builder, a company studio is kind of, it's one corporate structure that brings together talent and people, develops with those people ideas, and kind of rapid prototypes these ideas and MVPs them. And once that MVP or prototype or very early stage of an idea has some legs, the company builder basically infuses some capital, puts together the team and incorporates it as a separate entity and kind of like births a new company that is being pushed out of the existing corporate structure. So it's this idea of having one company that's launching off companies, right? That's starting off new companies. And as a team member, when you join a company builder or company studio, you get the idea is that you're an entrepreneur, but you're in a much more supportive environment where there's going to be money and infrastructure and expertise to come up with the idea, to name the company, to infuse it with money. And only if the kind of all the early tests work out and you have a promising opportunity that's tested and proven, then you get to take the team and the idea, whatever was accomplished internally in the company builder studio, and run with it and become a real entrepreneur and kind of a safer bet or higher chance for success bet. This idea, I think, has been around for a very long time. It's very appealing, especially for entrepreneurs. A lot of entrepreneurs like the idea of starting a company builder because they want to start so many different companies. And it's also an appealing idea for first-time founders, probably, that are like, I want to be an entrepreneur, but I have such a lack of experience. How do I do this? Like, it's a good match for both sides, but it's very hard to pull off. And so I just wanted to talk a little bit about the concept, what you've seen work or not work. Is this a good idea for founders that have done a few startups that are thinking about starting a company builder themselves? And how is this, you know, what are the pros and cons for a first-time founder that is thinking about joining a company builder studio? Let's just unpack this a little bit for the audience.
Yeah. You know, they say that there's different ways to learn about how to run a business or learn what you want to learn. The one way is you join a company and you learn. You know, this is if you're aspiring to build your own business or start your own startup or whatever you want to call it, you know, Stelly, whatever you want to call it. And so I think one way is you join a company builder. They call them like studios sometimes. And there's an example of a bunch like BetaWorks in New York or Expo, which is in San Francisco and New York, or Science Inc., which is in LA. And I'm sure there's many others I'm not naming right now, but those are the three that come to mind that kind of cover LA, New York, and SF. So these are the basically organizations that start multiple businesses. Some of them also invest in other businesses, but the primary objective of those organizations is to create new businesses. And they give you a lot of support. They know what to do. Like Science Inc. has always been very focused on e-commerce and that space. And they have a few other products, but they've been focused on that space. BetaWorks has been all over the place. They have B2B products like Chartbeat and Bitly, as well as they've done consumer products like various different games. I think Dots was one of their games. And then Expa has thrown out something like Reserve.com and Input.com and a whole kit.com, I believe, and a bunch of others. And so, you know, it's like another option if you're not quite ready to go on it on your own, and you can get into one of those organizations and learn about startups as well as have your own potentially and just take it from there. So I would say that the benefit of one of those studios is the fact that you get people who have done it before, and the organization is designed to support you, or should be designed to support you in the earliest stages of the business. Now, the thing is, these companies aren't like Y Combinator. These organizations are not taking on like 100 or 200 people at once. So they're I would say they're even more selective than Y Combinator. And, you know, you'd have to talk to them and interview and see if you should join one of their teams or help them start a new business or what have you. There are highly experienced founders, though, or people, I would say, in some cases, at those organizations that have done it before and know exactly kind of what how they think about building companies and can help you in a lot of ways if you need that help or want that support.
Yeah, I think that I love the idea of company studios and company builders for many reasons, right? I think it's appealing for early and inexperienced founders. I think it's appealing for very experienced founders that have done it multiple times and are now, you know, are set on the idea that they don't want to be an investor. They still want to be an entrepreneur, but they don't want to go through the grind of just committing to one idea for 10 years. So it's kind of appealing for many different reasons. But there's also, I think, a lot about it that is a lot more difficult. I think having a successful company studio builder is in many ways harder than just building a great company or becoming a great investor or having a good fund. I think because it is both things at once. So it's very complicated, I think, to pull this off. And I know a lot of founders that have tried it and failed. I only know one example, actually, example that you didn't name in SaaS that I've been impressed by, which is eFounders in Paris.
Right.
eFounders has an incredible track record of SaaS companies, kind of the type of companies and the success that these companies had. It's been really high. And I've met a lot of teams and people, and I've always been impressed by the caliber of people that have been able to attract and to put together in those companies. So they're doing something right. I think for both sides, especially thinking about the founders that are thinking about joining a company builder studio, I think it's important to not just look at the track record of the founders of that as successful or rich people and go, well, these guys have had great success with a prior company. They wanted to do this thing. It's surely going to be a success. But really see, does the studio have any kind of track record of developing successful standalone companies? Because I know a bunch of these studios that don't, right, that have really great founding teams and great talent and a great vision, but have not been able to pull it off and to build standalone companies that grow and flourish after the initial phase. They've just not been able to do that. So we just look at the track record of the company building studio. And I would also, again, you know, nothing is guaranteed. And although a studio can be a really exciting environment, and I think it can provide some help and hopefully accelerate some of the steps in the early days, it's not a surefire thing. So you can't just trust others to figure things out for you and be like, I'm just going to join this studio and they're surely going to figure out the name, the brand, the idea, the product, and the financing. And all I'm going to do is I'm going to be showering in the fame and fortune of being a startup founder and entrepreneur. It's not going to be that way, right? If you really want to be an entrepreneur, a lot of the burden is probably going to be on you. You're going to have to figure out a lot of things along the way, and you can't go into that thing with an employee mentality and mindset, but wanting the fame and fortune of being an entrepreneur. That's definitely not going to